Next is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. First chapter, text number 13 and 14. Given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Recorded on July 14th, 1973, in London, England.
Translation. After that, the conch shells, bugles, trumpets, drums, and horns were all of a sudden sounded, and the combined sound was tumultuous.
So there are mention of various types of musical instruments. And those instruments are no longer in use. But different types of bugles, drums, kettle drums, as they use in modern days. So the same principle by musical instruments the soldiers are kept alive so they can fight nicely. When simultaneously all the instruments were sounded, it became tumultuous. Next verse.
Translation. On the other side, both Lord Krishna and Arjuna, stationed on a great chariot drawn by white horses, sounded their transcendental conch shells.
So you have seen the picture. Krishna is driving four white horses. In contrast with the conch shell blown by Bhishma Deva, the conch shells in the hands of Krishna and Arjuna are described as transcendent. Krishna is transcendent. Narayana para abhaktya. Krishna is not of this material world. Krishna's body, Krishna's activities, everything of Krishna, they are transcendental. They are not of this material world. Dibbam. In the Chatushlaki Bhagavatam, it is said, when Krishna was instructing Brahma, aham eva asam agre, before this material creation, I was existing. The Vedas also, it is said, eko narayana asit, before creation, only Narayana was there. So, Krishna's position is always transcendent. He is not any creation of this material world. But because he comes just like a human being and acts also just like human being, those who are less intelligent, abhijananti, they think of Krishna as ordinary human being. Abhijananti mang mūḍha. Mūḍha. Mūḍha means asses. Or less intelligent class. They cannot understand Krishna's position. Krishna's position is always transcendent. When Arjuna inquired from him about his instruction to Sun God, Krishna said, Imam vivasyate yogam praktamān aham abhayam. This bhakti yoga of as mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is bhakti yogam. To understand the Supreme Personality of God. So this literature is also transcendental. Bhakti is also transcendental. Bhakti is not any activities of this material world. Janma karma me dibbam. So bhakti is activity in relationship with Krishna. Therefore, it is not material. Sagunan samatittai tan brahma bhuyaya kalpati. Manchabhya vicharini bhakti yogi na jati. Bhakti yoga is transcendental. And because Krishna is transcendental, you cannot understand Krishna by any material method. Therefore, Krishna says, bhaktya mam avijana. The method also is transcendental, not of this material. So, if we can understand simply these facts, that Krishna is transcendental, Krishna's name is transcendental, Krishna's form is transcendental, Satchidananda Vigraha, Ishara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha. Krishna's body is Satchit Ananda. Not body like this. This body is Asat, Achit and Nirananda. Just the opposite. This material body is asat. Asat means temporary. It will not exist. But Krishna's body is not like that. Krishna's body is eternal. That is chit, sat chit, full of knowledge. So, less intelligent class of men, they cannot understand Krishna. Therefore, Shastra said, Atas Sri Krishna Namadi Namabe Grayam Indriyai. This Indriya, this material senses, cannot speculate to understand the Supreme Personality of God. That is not possible. Samayeva hi kevala. That is simply laboring, wasting time. Krishna should be understood as Krishna says. He can explain himself, nobody can explain. Because our senses are imperfect. We are deficient by four kinds of faults. We commit mistake, we are illusion. With imperfect senses we try to speak transcendental knowledge, therefore cheating. With imperfect, they will say, probably, maybe, this is this so-called scientist language. That means imperfect knowledge is still they want to teach. This is cheating. Knowledge must be perfect. Then you can teach others. So our process is to receive the perfect knowledge from the perfect source and receive it. We don't manufacture knowledge. Therefore we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. As it is. The Bhagavad Gita is already perfect. Why shall I interpret with my imperfect senses? This is cheating. And people want to be cheated. Vanchita vanchak sampradaya. The whole world is full of cheaters and cheated. Because they want to be cheated, there are so many cheaters. They don't want real thing. Here is the real thing, Bhagavad Gita. The Supreme Personality of Godhead speaking personally about Himself. Why should we interpret? Does it mean that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Authority, left something unexplained to be interpreted later on by some rascals? No. But the rascals dare. They interpret. That is cheating. There is another fault. There are 645 editions of Bhagavad Gita. Simply cheating. Amongst them there are big scholars. Not scholars, not rascals. But they cheat. They pose themselves as scholars, and people want to be cheated, but they take their words. So they cannot understand Krishna. Cheated. They take the shelter of the cheaters, therefore they are cheated. So the Maya is very strong. Maya always dictates so that we may be cheated. Why you are taking Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God? Don't take. He is ordinary man. You can be also equal with Krishna. You also become God. You become also incarnation. This is going on. And people flock there because they want to be cheated. What Krishna says, they will not accept. Krishna says, sarva dharmān parityajya māṁ ekaṁ śaraṇam. Only take to Krishna consciousness. Sarva dharmā. Because any dharma which is not approved by the Supreme Lord, Krishna, that is not dharma. Dharmantu sākṣād bhagavat pranītam. A human being or a demigod or a very exalted person cannot manufacture dharma. That is not possible. Real dharma is given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And that real dharma is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, sarva dharmān parityajya māṁ ekaṁ śaraṇam vraja. Just surrender. This is real dharma. Surrender to Krishna and follow His instruction, your life will be perfect. Because you follow the perfect instruction, therefore you are also perfect. Simple process. To become perfect, we have to follow the perfect instruction. So in the Bhagavad Gita, there is perfect instruction. And if we take it as it is and follow it, then we become perfect. To become perfect is not very difficult job. But because we don't want to become perfect, because we want to be cheated, we do not become perfect. This is the difficult. So, we should know from the very beginning that Krishna is transcendent. And all His activities, they are all transcendent. Although Krishna appears just like ordinary human being, He does not appear like ordinary human being, because Krishna, when He was 3 months old only, He killed the Putana, Rakshasa. A 3 months old child cannot kill such giant demon. It is not possible. Krishna, when he was 6 or 7 years old, he lived at the Govardhan Hill. You know, what is the difficulty for Krishna? If Krishna can flow big, big, gigantic planets in the air, just like cotton swab, floating, is it very difficult for Krishna to lift a mountain with his hand, with his finger? That is not difficult for Krishna. But those who want to be cheated, when Krishna shows his transcendental strength, they don't believe it. Another cheating. Mythology. As if Vyasadeva wrote this Srimad Bhagavatam to put before this rascal some mythology, some imaginary things. Just see how they want to be cheated. Such an exalted personality like Vyasadeva, who has given us the Vedic literature, he presented something which is imaginary. What business he has got? Therefore sometimes these cheated people, they deny to accept that Bhagavata is written by Sri Vyasadeva. But those who are actually acharyas, those who can guide us, like Shankaracharya, Ramanacharya, Madhyacharya, big Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they do not say like that it is mythology, it is imaginary. They accept as it is. So we have to follow this Mahajana. Mahajana jena gatasya pantha dharmasya tattam nihitam guhaya. We have to follow great personalities, acharyas. Acharyavan purusha veda. One who has got, one has taken shelter of acharya, bona fide spiritual master, he knows acharyavan purusha veda. Because he is receiving the right knowledge from the right source, acharya, evam parampara pratam, evam rajasayo vidu. Acharya means by disciplic succession. As Krishna says, disciplic succession, all the acharya will say the same thing. They will not change. They will not interpret. They can explain. But the original fact is not distorted. That is acharya. Acharya will never say that Krishna is material, Krishna, there was no such thing as Krishna, there was no such battle of Kurukshetra. These are imaginary. So, if we don't want to be cheated, then we should take Krishna as he is presenting himself and as it is confirmed by the acharya, then our knowledge is perfect. So here it is said, Setai hayai jukte mahati sandhane stito madhava pandavaschaiva jibbau sankham upadadmati. Krishna and his devotee Arjuna, they are on the same platform. Therefore, Madhava and Pandava, they blew their transcendental concert. This is not ordinary. The sounding of the transcendental concert indicated that there was no hope of victory for the other side. This is the sounding. Dibbau, they are also sounding their concert. Even Bhishma. But that cannot be compared with the concepts of Madhava and Pandava. Arjuna, associates, they are also equally powerful. Nobody can be associates of Krishna without being very, very much advanced. Just like fire can mix with fire, similarly, water can mix with water. Similarly, unless one is transcendentally advanced, he cannot be associate of Krishna. The Narthandas Thakur sings, Gaurangera sangi gane nitya siddha boli mane sijaya vrajanda nandana paa. Gaurangera sangi gane, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna and his associates, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda, all the devotees. So Narottamdas Thakur says, so all these associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should be known, they are also of the same category. Gaurangara Sangigane Nitya Siddha Bolimane. This word Nitya Siddha is significant. Nitya Siddha and Nitya Bodha. There are two kinds of living entities. Nityabaddha means ever conditioned. Ever conditioned means those who are in this material world, they do not know when they came in touch with this material world, neither they do know when they will be liberated. They are called Nityabaddha. Ever conditioned. And similarly, there are nitya-siddhas. Nitya-siddhas means they never come in contact with this material world. And even they come here for some business, they do not forget their position. That is nitya-siddha. Try to understand. There are two kinds of living entities. Nitya-siddha, nitya-bodha. Nityabaddhas are within this material world. Beginning from Brahma down to a small ant, insignificant ant, they are all Nityabaddhas. Anyone who is in this material world, Nityabaddha. And Nityasiddhas, they belong to the spiritual world. They never come in contact with this material world. And even they come for some business under the order of the Supreme Lord, they do not touch these material qualities. They remain always transcendental. As Krishna remains always transcendental, even though he is in this material world, similarly, Krishna's nitya-siddha associates, they are also transcendental. They never touch this material world. So, try to understand the position of Krishna. Krishna is Narayana Abhak Para, transcendental, Para Abhakta. That is Purushottam Yoga in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna has said, anyone who has understood me, Ajam, Abhayam, Ajam, I never take birth in this material world, neither I am deteriorated by material contact. He knows me perfectly. That is called Purushottam. Purusha Uttam. Uttam. Uttam means not of this material world. Ut means above. And Tama means this darkness. So uttama means above this darkness. So uttama purusha. Purusha uttama. Purusha, we are also, purusha means enjoyer. Prakriti means enjoyer. So actually we are not purusha, we are prakriti. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Aparayam itastu vidhi me pratitin para. Jiva bhuta mahabhava jayedam dharyateya. Aparayam, these material elements, bhumi rapana lovayu, earth, water, fire, air, sky, mind, intelligence, bhinnami, pakiti, astada. These are separated energies, material energies of Krishna. They are also prakriti. As this material world is prakriti, similarly, there is another prakriti. Krishna gives in permission. Aparayam itasu vidhi me prakriti in para. But that is para prakriti. So we are not purusha. We are prakritis. Although by materially dressed, we appear to be purusha. Actually, we are not purusha. Just like if you dress one woman like a man, that does not mean she has become man. She is woman. Similarly, we are purusha in the sense that we are trying to imitate the Supreme Purusha, Purushottam. Krishna is the Supreme Enjoyer. We are trying to become imitation Krishna. Just like so many rascals, they declare that God, I am God. That is this last name, Mahabhava. First of all, we try to become enjoyer like the head of the family, man, or minister, or this and that, so many. Everyone is trying to become head, enjoyer. And at last, being baffled in every respect, he wants to become God. This is the last snare of Maya. Nobody can become God. He is Purushottam. And we are prakritis. Artificially, how we can become enjoyer? Prakriti means enjoyer. Enjoyer and the predominator and the predominated. So, jiva bhuta, we jivas, we are all prakriti. Purusha is only Krishna. All living entities. Vishnu tattva is Purusha tattva. And we are Shakti tattva. Shakti, energy, marginal energy of Krishna. So energy is prakriti. So prakriti is not purusha. So Mayavad philosophy is wrong. They pose themselves, so how, I am the same. How you can be same? In the Shastra it is said that you living entity are prakriti. How you can become same? You purusha. This is mistake. How prakriti, how woman can become man? Artificially one can become. Here also so-called woman, they are also purusha. They are thinking purusha. Purusha means enjoy. Here woman is also thinking to enjoy and the so-called man is also thinking to enjoy. Everyone. Nobody wants to serve. Everyone wants to be served. Purusha attitude. Everyone wants to be served. Nobody wants to serve. This is the material conception of life. So, when we agree to serve, not to be served, that is liberation. When we agree to serve only, not to be served. Not to accept service from others, but to serve others. That is real liberation. But here the material disease is that everyone is making plans how others will serve me. This is called Maya. This is called Maya. Maya means that artificially we want to be served. That is not possible. when we agree to serve as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us the path of liberation, Jiver Sarup Hoy Nitya Krishna Da. This is our position. We are eternal servant of Krishna. So when we engage ourselves in the service of Krishna, the whole Bhagavad Gita is spoken on this basis. Arjuna was artificially declining to serve Krishna. Krishna wanted him to fight, and Arjuna was putting so many reasons how he could fight and kill the other side, who are his kinsmen, who are his nephews, his brothers, his grandfather. These arguments were being put. So that means he refused to serve Krishna. That is material condition. Thank you very much.